This is JIS News. Coming up, work on the cardiac wing at the Bustamante Hospital for Children to be completed by mid-February. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller urges Jamaicans to emulate Nelson Mandela, and Education Minister encouraging more teachers to offer themselves for voluntary relocation. Details after the break.
Ready to go, Jody?
Yes, Mommy. But I have to do one little thing.
What's that?
Even though I'm in the back seat, I have to fasten my seatbelt.
Oh, you remember.
That's a good girl.
My teacher told me that wearing a seatbelt can save lives.
That's right.
I want to grow big like you, Mommy.
You will.
Remember now, Jody. No hand outside the window, no head outside the window.
Yes, I know. Road safety.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
Now the news. Work on the multi-million dollar cardiac wing at the Bustamante Hospital for Children should be completed by mid-February. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson, who toured the facility recently, says it will be the only pediatric cardiac center in Latin America and the Caribbean. Construction of the 30,000-square-foot center is being facilitated through a public-private partnership involving the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund, National Health Fund, Digicel Jamaica, Sagicor Investments, and other private sector and non-government interests, including entertainer Shaggy's Make a Difference Foundation. Upon completion, the hospital is expected to expand its program of accepting patients from overseas. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is urging Jamaicans to follow in the footsteps of the late former president of the Republic of South Africa, Nelson Mandela. The Prime Minister says the former president was a change maker whose work and life should be emulated.
He sought to engender a national philosophy that transformed an anti-culture, a culture of perennial opposition, into a united common pro-culture, a culture with its eyes on productivity, prosperity, success, and growth. Mandela's legacy must teach us that in developing nations, quests for growth and national development, unity, a common vision, and proactive engagement of the people must play a part.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says Mr. Mandela, who died on December 5, will be remembered as one of the finest gifts of humanity and the incarnation of hope. The Prime Minister was speaking at a joint sitting of Parliament last Friday to pay tribute to Nelson Mandela. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says he's satisfied with the level of qualification of recruits to the Jamaica Constabulary Force. Addressing the recent passing out parade and awards ceremony for Batch 106 of the JCF, Minister Bunting said in another year or two, about 25% of the members of the force will have at least a first degree.
I'm pleased that in recent years in particular, we have been seeing rising academic qualifications of our police personnel. One recent batch had almost 50% of the batch with first degrees. And it is commonplace for persons in service to be constantly upgrading themselves and, in fact, acquiring not just bachelor's but sometimes master's degrees and some even pursuing PhDs.
The minister noted that for this cohort, comprising 214 constables, 18 entered the police academy with tertiary-level qualifications, ranging from business administration, information technology and accounting, to electrical and structural engineering. He adds that one recruit was completing a law degree. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging more teachers to offer themselves for voluntary relocation to other schools. Mr. Thwaites says only 200 teachers have opted for voluntary relocation since the ministry's initial appeal in May. He says several more transfers must occur in order to achieve suitable student-teacher ratios in all schools.
200 have been done, and that's very important, and I commend the regional offices for their help in this regard, but that isn't adequate enough. We have over 1,000 underdeployed teachers.
The minister was speaking at a media briefing on Friday to discuss the ministry's achievements over the course of 2013. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.